into poverty when the government brought the state pension age in line with men's in 2010. The mother of murdered teenager Brianna Jai says she welcomes a poll which suggests most parents want smartphones banned for under-16s. ParentKind says 83% feel they're harmful for young people. Mim Wilson's the founder of Teched Off, which supports a ban on the devices until after GCSEs. She doesn't think government guidance to ban phones during school hours will make much difference.
They are vulnerable to bullying and everything at this age, and this is when they've got these smartphones in their pockets which are having such a negative effect on them. I don't think we could have designed it worse had we tried.
The government's flagship Rwanda policy has been delayed until after Easter, after the Lords approved a number of amendments. The bill aims to stop legal challenges to the scheme to send some asylum seekers to the East African country. Labour's Alison McGovern says the scheme's a mess.
It's so impractical, it's expensive, it's wrong, it's totally the wrong approach, whichever way you look at it. And if we could spend that money dealing with the backlog, making the asylum system actually work, that would help.
Easter eggs are either smaller or significantly more expensive than last year, according to consumer group Which. It says it's partly down to heat waves in West Africa, where many of the world's cocoa beans come from. It suggested putting alcohol-free beer on tap in pubs would help make healthier choices. Researchers have found that making the drink more visible and easier to buy led to a significant increase in sales. And Manchester United greats Roy Keane and Gary Neville say they can see club Gareth Southgate becoming the club's manager. That's despite Erik ten Hag currently being in charge. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much, Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather today. It's looking actually not too bad. When I left the studio yesterday, I was like, oh, bit of sunshine outside. And today it is top temperature of 16 degrees in Brentwood, light cloud and a gentle breeze. And there is some sunshine at the moment through the clouds, although it's going to be mostly a cloudy day. But we've got a bit of sunshine. Enjoy.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix and 98 FM. Thanks to Mikey Porter, the last 3 hours of brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next 3 hours with music and chat, having a look at the news. And tell me about your first holiday abroad. That's the question of the day. Where did you go? I know where I went. It was somewhere in Spain. I'll tell you more about it later. But where did you go on your first holiday? Do you remember? Was it exciting? Were you a young kid? Were you older? I mean, I didn't go abroad till I was 17, I think I was, when I went abroad. Might have been 16, 17. My sister took me. Other than that, I'd always wanted to go, and I had a fixation with Lanzarote. I've still never been, because I'd sent off for, like, a brochure or something, or seen a brochure, or gone into one of the shops, you know, used to get the... Like, you probably still do get holiday brochures. I used to love those. I used to always have holiday brochures, although I never went anywhere. And even now, I like a holiday brochure just to look through. I mean, people should go, you know, normally go online, but I quite like the places that I can't afford to stay, that kind of thing. Although I like rustic, you see. So let me know what yours was like. I'll tell you a few stories about mine. So that's your holiday, your first holiday. Where did you go? Very good morning to Francesca. Francesca, by the way, was here last week having a chat with Bridget. They were talking about the charity Butterfly Meadows, and also talking about our Grieving Hearts as well, which people can go and talk to. You can find all the details on the website. But when Francesca was here, she mentioned she's doing a walk for mind. It's walk jogging 100 miles for mental health, and I think she's doing pretty well. She's hit her target on fundraising, which is amazing, but obviously more money is still coming in, which is fabulous. But you can go and check it out online, Francesca Spiteri. But the details are on our website as well. Well done, Francesca, if you're listening in this morning. Oh, thank you. That's a lovely thing to say. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I won't tell you. You can read it. She's put something nice. That's very sweet. Thank you very much. So I brought in a cake today, although my gallbladder yesterday when I left the studio, it was crying. Bob very kindly came in with some painkillers. I only get it every so often. I don't get it very much now, but every so often I just get gallbladder pain, and it can strike at any time. And if you've had it, it's like, So I drove home, and I had to take two paracetamols. Normally I only take one, because if I take two, I have a bit of a funny turn. So I have to leave it like 45 minutes to an hour before I have the next one. But other than that, I'm fine. It might have been butter, I think. Years ago, I used to eat like all, you know, low fat. And then suddenly I went back on to butter, and I can't get enough of it now. It's probably not the best thing in the world. Have we got any birthdays coming up? Any celebrity birthdays today? I don't know these people. Who are these people that have got birthdays that I don't know? I don't know. Shall we look? Let's have a look. Celebrity. Hold on. Let's try and spell that word again. Celebrity birthdays. There we go. See if there's any famous celebrity birthdays. All right. Come on then. Let's have a look. No, I don't know any of these people. Who are they? Oh, Gary Oldman. We know him. Movie actor. I like Gary Oldman. Reese Witherspoon. Gary Oldman is 66. Reese with Witherspoon. Witherspoons. Reese Witherspoon is 47. And I think that's it. Yeah, there's a few others. I think they're all American, so I don't really know. What the hell is that picture? The Do is 30. He's a YouTube star. Don't follow him. I'll have to have a look. Yeah, 65. I like Gary Oldman. Do you know what I liked him in? I liked him in Interview with the Vampire, with Keanu Reeves in it and Winona Ryder. He was just, you felt so sorry for him as a vampire in that film, although he was evil. I love him in that film. He's been in some amazing films. And also, the other one, which I really like, with Bruce Willis, and I can't remember the name of it. It's not 12 Monkeys, it's the other one. And I love the soundtrack to it because it's Peter Gabriel. There's people shouting at them, what, Michelle, you do this every day? Bruce Willis, let's check it out. It's, this Space Age one. Why can't I ever think about it? No, I might see it here. Not Die Hard, not The Sixth Sense, The Fifth Element, where she thought the girl falls into the back of his car and goes, help me, please. I sat there and watched it with somebody a couple of months ago. I said, oh, you've got to watch this film. It's really, really good. You'll really enjoy it. And they didn't. They didn't. Also, I said, watch this film. You'll really enjoy this as well. This is Fight Club. This is a brilliant film. It's Ed Norton. It's Brad Pitt. It's brilliant. It's, you're going to love it. And after that, it was like, no, I didn't like that at all. It was weird. But never mind. Janet Jackson is out and about doing lots of gigs. There's loads of footage of her online. Still doing amazing dancing, sounding great. Here she is kicking off the show. This is Janet Jackson with The Way Love Goes.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. We'll be right back.
This is a brand new remix. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is Jammin', and this is the Fisher rework.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole of market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
And Timothy Dalton, who played James Bond, he is 77 today. Happy birthday. I know he listens into the show most days. No, he doesn't. You know he doesn't. Oh, I was saying that before. I make myself laugh, actually. Guys, I'm making myself laugh. I mean, do you know what? I've watched these things where you've got, like, Chris Evans and he's surrounded by loads of people, or I can't remember the other guy's name, actually, the one that does... is he on BBC Radio 2? I'm not sure. Where they have, like, a crew of them, and they'll go, oh, mate, yeah. I don't have anyone to do that, so I generally don't know if I'm funny or not. I do need some, maybe somebody in the studio. I mean, yesterday, who's Tom? He doesn't even work here. I had Bob and Tony in the studio, and we did a little jingle live on air and stuff, and that was nice. But could I do a whole sort of 2-3 hour show? I don't know, maybe. If somebody just messaged me, why is my phone on? Every day, yes. I was going to nominate somebody, actually, for a civic award. I've got one, actually, civic award. I found the box the other day. I was like, where is it? Where's my award? And it's actually in my cabinet of obscurities, but it's glass. So I couldn't see it. I was like, somebody's taken it. It's lovely to have an award. I was so proud of myself. It was during COVID, that break in between when you could get together. They couldn't do the sit-down dinner, so I missed out on the sit-down dinner, which I know that they do. But it's really lovely when you get, you know, I went up and went, oh, thank you. It was amazing. Yeah, for the radio show and for Phoenix FM, it was just, I was like, yeah. So, yeah, an award. I mean, there's obviously 38% is here, and it's an award for all of us, really. Yeah, it was nice to get that. Yeah, and we got a business award as well for Phoenix FM. We got awards coming out of every part of us, except mine. I couldn't see because it's glass. I was like, where is it? It's not in the box. It's lovely. You get a presentation box, and it's all written on this piece of, not written on a piece of glass, it's etched into glass, and you're like, oh. It was nice. And then you speak to other people and you find out that other people have had civic awards that you didn't even know. And you're like, I didn't know you had a civic award. Oh, yeah, I got that about 25 years ago for this. And you go, oh, didn't know, and you didn't say anything. I don't say anything. I'm telling you now, though, because I'm really proud of it. It was lovely. The other thing I won, shall we say, it's not winning, is it? It's nomination. But I was in a... like a fete, you know, like a traditional kind of fete. We have, don't we? Where you, I think it was for a school as well. The school fetes are brilliant. And I was there with my mum or something, and I did a weightlifting thing. You had to lift a weight above your head on a bench, and I think it was about 13, and I won. I think I won a little trophy on the day. I was quite pleased with myself. I was 13. Yeah, that was the only other thing. That's the only other thing I won. Yeah, I did enter another competition for singing. Didn't win that. Didn't win it. Here is Rogue Effects with the glorious Maya Camara. This is a big time, and it's out now. Independent music at its best. Rogue Effects and Maya Camera, great name, with a Big Time. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Let's go back in time with one and only Madonna. Here's Borderline. You can get in contact with the show. You can find me across socials at Eat My Brunch on Facebook, Instagram, and Michelle Ward Music on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and Snapchat, and Twitter. I'm everywhere. Question of the day is about your first holiday. Let me know where you went. What type of holiday did you have? Do you remember? I bet you went to Spain. Come on. la 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 la. Just wanted to join in at the end there. I'm having a really chatty week this week, and it's Thursday. Normally by Thursday, I've sort of calmed down a bit, but I'm very overexcited this week, just about everything in general, I feel, which is good, isn't it? It's nice to be a little bit enthusiastic. Good morning to everyone who's listening out there. That'll be to Francesca, to Tony, and Martin as well, and possibly Bob, although Bob listens to James O'Brien. James O'Brien's got about 1.4 million listeners, and he does that political show on Elvis. Very good it is. I used to listen to it years and years ago. He's very good. I never rung him up. I learnt a word from James O'Brien. Do you know what? I can't remember what it means. I think it is. I do know. It's antediluvian. And it stuck with me. I was listening to him one day. I was like, oh, antediluvian. I must throw that into a conversation somewhere. But I haven't. Well, I'm telling you this morning. But anyway, now our entry for Eurovision is Ollie Alexander. Try that one again, Ollie Alexander. Here he is with Dizzy.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends? Make me dizzy from your kisses. Will you take my hand and spin me, take me back to the beginning again? Pulling me close, I feel stillness in the air. Time is frozen, all memories lost. So won't you make me
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the roads. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine, heading down towards Lakeside. I think there was an issue there earlier, but it's clear now. No problems all the way down to Lakeside and also up to the M11. That is clear too. A123, not too bad at all. Along Ongar Road, just before you just past Pilgrim's Hatch, in fact, and by the under the A12, you've got a little bit of traffic there around that section. And then as you get to Wilson's Corner, it's flowing pretty nicely. A12, no issues besides the ongoing roadworks between junction 13 and 16. That's between Ingatestone and Gallywood, and there might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow also used. If part of that road is still closed, which is going off towards Chelmsford, that first turning as you're on the A12, then go down to the Gallywood turn off and there will be signs. It was closed last week. It could have reopened. I can't see there's any updates on that at the moment, but just be aware that there's lots of signage as well. More traffic and travel coming up in an hour. very quiet on the roads, isn't it? Very quiet at the moment. I like it. Spring is in the air. Spring is in the air. And the tulip bulbs, which my lovely neighbour planted a couple of years ago, have come through, which is always nice to see. Bless him. Brian used to do the front garden for me. And then, sadly, very suddenly, I didn't realise he was 82 because he looked so young. And I asked him a few years ago. In fact, my mum was still alive then, so it's got to be about 4 or 5 years ago. He always, his front garden connects to my garden, okay, and his lovely missus as well, and who lives, obviously still lives next door. And I said to him, like, you do really good gardening, Brian. I said, you can see the garden I have, and I do it every so often, but I hate it. I hate gardening, and I'm not fit enough. I honestly, I find even just trying to get a weed out of the ground, I have to go and sit down for half an hour. And it's not something, I thought I might get into it as I got older, but it's not enjoyable. I don't like gardening. And I said, if I give you like X amount of money, I said, would you mind? He went, no. So he used to do it. So every time he did his garden, he'd do it, and then I put the money through the door. But I didn't realise he was in his he was in his 83 or something, because he looks so, everybody looks so young now for their age. And I felt terrible when I found out. But he passed away, and the garden, he'd literally done the garden about 2 days before, and it looked absolutely fine. So I do look out there and I go, I have to try and keep the garden nice for Brian, and also my next door neighbour, you know. But it was really nice. We used to have a little chat about stuff when I used to come in from work, if he was outside doing the gardening. But at this time of year, he'd be putting all the little bulbs in and doing all the edging, and you know, he used to make a lovely job of everything. I cut down the clematis outside the front door, and I think it's dead. I didn't look at any books. I just thought, I just hacked that down. I hacked it down. It's been there for about 15 years. Beautiful it was. And I keep looking at it, and it just looks dead.
We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the we'll
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Crafty Cow Markets are hosting an Easter market and artisan craft fair on Saturday the 23rd of March at Shenfield Parish Hall, which is Shenfield Road, Brentwood, offering new and bespoke handcrafted gifts, including jewellery, soaps, jams, wax melts, crystals, cakes, women's clothes and much more. Come along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up some lovely handmade gifts that you won't find anywhere on the high street. They're supporting the Havens Hospice charity. It's free entry and free car parking, and it's on between 10 and 4pm.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I've been to quite a few little markets over at Thames Chase as well, occasionally. Yeah, it was introduced to me by Francesca. Didn't even know it was there, Thames Chase. It's lovely if you're over that way. A bit like Worley over here. Thames Chase has got a nice little walk. It's not small if you go for a little walk. It's nice on a Sunday to have a little bit of a stroll, you know, to stretch out, you know, even if you don't fancy walking. And I mean, I don't, because I've got a bit of an issue with my hip and my back and stuff. But It is good. It's better to actually move than not move. Because sitting down all the time, obviously I do this job here, I'm sat down all the time, it's not good. And I sold an exercise bike 2 days ago because I had my washing on it. That's all I did. I didn't do anything else. I had all good intentions years ago. I was like, I'm going to use that bike. I didn't. I should go swimming, really. What was that? You need to see the hotel promo. Oh, right, I don't know. Hotel? What hotel? I'm getting weird messages coming in from people, you know. I have to be careful, there's some strangers out there. Stranger danger. let's play some more music. I'm in a very talkative mood today. I don't know why, I do apologise. If you want to give me a shout out, you can do me a voice message on Messenger. If you've got a little message, you can play it. It'll probably be Shut Your Gob or something, I would imagine. But anyway, here's the cause.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
We're all bored, we're all so tired of everything we wait for. Trains that just aren't coming, we show off our different scarlet letters. Trust me, mine is better. We're so young, but we're on the road to ruin. We play dumb, but we know exactly what we're doing. We cry tears of mascara in the bathroom. Honey, life is just a classroom.
We sing it proudly. We If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Sleeping in late, waking to a sweet smelling Galois face, breakfast in bed, offers her a glass of German wine. I'm sorry, my dear, it's a little early for me. Apologies, I'm knocking on Bavarian time.
In the evening, she talked.
Loving that song. That is Barbara. You can find them at Barbara the Band, and that's Mein Fräulein. I'll be back with more after the news.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.